Few teams, if any, had it better than the Oakland Raiders this offseason.
Appreciate you. I'm an Oakland Raider now. I just signed the contract.
The force has awakened with the Oakland Raiders.
Just win, baby.
Now training camp is underway, and all eyes are on the silver and black. The team is putting in the work, and the expectations are high as the countdown to football begins.
1, 2, 3, Raiders!
Welcome to the Raiders Report. I'm JT the Brick from beautiful Napa, California, the site of the 2016 Oakland Raiders training camp. And optimism is sky high for this upcoming season because the Silver and Black had another outstanding offseason. Free agents, the likes of Bruce Irvin, the draft, Carl Joseph at safety, and they still have three of the best young players in the league in Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, and Khalil Mack. Got a lot to get to on this special edition of the Raiders Report as the players are all assembling here in Napa.
Good, man. Excited. Trying to get after it. Ready to start up the day. Kind of get with the vets and have some fun.
I've been excited this whole time trying to get back up there so I can put in work.
Yeah, feels great. We're here. We finally made it. Napa Valley.
Oh, man, it's feeling good, man. Napa, beautiful out here.
Training camp number 9 here in Napa Valley, man. It's been a great journey. It's always built up excitement no matter how many years you come in. And we have all these new security guards, and I have to vouch for myself and tell them who I am.
New one.
You call me a new one. I like it. Not you.
Marcel Reese.
It's time to get back to work. Return to greatness. Tay Training.
Glad to be here, man. You know, everything's about to start. So, you know, it's been a long break. So, I'm excited to be back. I'm glad everything's about to start back up.
John, say something to the people.
What's up?
We out here. Linebackers are here, baby.
First chance to go out here with the squad. Get the season going, you know. Been through OTAs, put the work in. So now it's time to see what we made of.
Hey, man. Napa Valley, baby. We here. We back. Year 3 for me. You know what I'm saying? Ready to do something special. Check out the QB though.
Look who showed up.
Cause I'm here with Khalil in the middle. Hey.
I get some camera time.
What's up, baby?
Hey, man. We're trying to, you know, we're just trying to be where DC's at. Flexing your triceps all over the internet, you know what I mean? I need it.
Oh, man. This switched up. Bro, on your knees.
Here's a guy who played on this field not too long ago, former Raiders linebacker Kirk Morrison. Great to see you.
Always great, JT.
It brings back memories for you because as an alumni, a popular alumni, a lot of your teammates are here, and you get a chance to watch this team play, a team with high expectations.
Yeah, the expectations are now there. I mean, it's one of those things where on paper, this is a quality football team. And now you get to training camp, and it's about what you see on paper. It's time to go out there and set the foundation for this season. A lot of people are picking them now to possibly win the AFC West. They have seen the foundation. They have seen what Reggie McKenzie has now developed. I mean, you look at in his tenure so far, you look at the draft picks, you look at the quarterback situation, and you look at the all-pro players that they now have, and then making the splash in free agency with guys who are just now entering into their prime. Not guys past their prime, but now entering their prime. I think that gets the fans excited.
Let's talk about that from a defensive perspective. Smith coming in, Nelson in the secondary. Obviously, what did you think about with Bruce Irvin coming in to be that player to go on the other side of Mack, who's had an unbelievable start to his young career?
The theme for this defense, to me, just looking at him, is versatility. That has to be the theme because you have a lot of new players that can do some different things. You look at, like you mentioned, Bruce Irvin, Khalil Mack. These guys are interchangeable. You know, he can rush from the left, he can rush from the right. Whatever it may be, these guys are going to be on the football field every down. These are three down players for sure. Then you look in the secondary. You mentioned adding Reggie Nelson, drafting Carl Joseph, bringing in Ashawn Smith, re-signing David Amerson. You look at this team now. This is a solidified team now with the chemistry that they just need reps. They just need practice time. They just need preseason games, because I really feel they've taken a step forward now in the versatility of what they can do. You know, Michael Smith, Haney at linebacker.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got some youthful talent at every level of this defense.
One more thing on Mac.
Yes.
Everybody knew he was coming into this league. No one expected him to be this dominant early. What's he going to face now? Double teams, being chipped by a tight end. What's that like? You played the position, and how's he going to handle it?
Well, he's a kind of a guy that I'm going to call that's going to make the team better. It's very rarely do you say a guy who plays defensive end, outside linebacker, is a point guard. But he is the point guard of this defense because he can do so much now. Because you mentioned double teams, people want to make sure he's taken out of the game. But if I'm a middle linebacker, if you're going to put two on him, that means you're going to leave somebody free.
Yeah.
Or you're going to leave one-on-one situations for those linebackers. Now, if I'm a quarterback as well, I need to get rid of the football earlier. Now you've got guys like Sean Smith who could be opportunistic, David Emerson, knocking footballs away, interceptions. But they preach here now. Watching them during training camp, doing the drill so far, they're preaching turnovers. And if you can get turnovers and get the ball back to Derek Carr, Latavius, you know, Amari Cooper, those guys, I mean, this Raiders team now, it's a team. It's not one team, one side of the ball has to pick it up. It's both sides, I think, now work well together.
You made a tremendous jump from being a player right into the media.
Yes.
And with everything you do, I know it's important that you get invited back. You spoke to the team.
Yes.
You know Coach Del Rio. Mm-hmm. Talk about the relationship you have with the organization.
Well, I'm always a Raider. I always have been, growing up in the shadows of the Oakland Coliseum, playing there, being here. I mean, I give a lot to who I am as a person in my career to the Oakland Raiders and this organization. So to have the ties that I do have, you mentioned Jack Del Rio. I actually played with him in Jacksonville. He was my head coach there. And so when people ask, who do you think should be the head coach? I said, well, obviously Jack Del Rio. I played for him. There's something about coaches a second time around. When they get that second opportunity, they know how they want to do things, what didn't work, what does work. And the staff that he's put together here, it makes guys want to come back. I mean, this is a different feeling. You've been coming here a long time, JT. I've been here. I've practiced where there was nobody here. You know, it was a closed practice, nobody around. And now, I mean, the passes today sold out. You can't get into Raider practice anymore. It's unbelievable. Ticket sales have been up. It's just it's an organization that is now coming back. And we understand it's wins and losses, but this team is prime, I think, for a big season.
Great to have Kirk Morrison on from Napa. This is the Raiders report from Raiders training camp.
I believe it's the mindset, man. We have the talent. I feel like the work we're putting in out here right now is going to give us the confidence when the season hits to go out and win games.
Let's go, win on three. 1, 2, 3.
Return to greatness.
Put a hashtag on it. Hashtag return to greatness.
Well, the energy at practice is sky high. We're joined by former Raider quarterback Jeff Hostetler, who joins us. Jeff, thanks for doing this. We appreciate
it. Good to be here.
I want to get into this. For you to see a practice like this again, the young Derek Carr, what's it like for you?
I'll tell you what, brings back some memories, although we didn't practice very much like this. you know, things have changed quite a bit since I was here. They look good. They look good. It's what a great facility to have training camp at, and of course they've got the great weather.
Oh, this is a little bit different, as you were saying, in the day when you were playing.
Yep.
Derek Carr had an unbelievable start to his young career, and he's taken over as a leader, not just with this organization, but around the league. Everybody's focusing on his maturity. Talk about his skills and what he brings to the table.
Well, I think he's got all the skills necessary to be real successful in this league. And, you know, lots of times on the quarterback position there, it's a confidence thing, you know, and you've got to have confidence in your offense. You got to have confidence in your offensive line. Your wideouts, they're going to be where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. And he's had success, which, again, helps him tremendously. I think, you know, he's going to jump leaps and bounds this year because all those things are in place, and he's been successful. And a lot of confidence in the guys that are surrounding them.
It's nice when you have Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree. He's got weapons on the outside. He wants to cut down on some of those late in the season interceptions. He's been working on that. But really the arm strength, the mobility, and a guy who can move the chains on third down.
At that position, you know, sometimes when things break down, if you can make something happen with your legs, it's a real positive. And it keeps drives moving. But, you know, as a quarterback, you're relying on the guys that surround you. And, you know, he's got a lot of talent there. And guys making big catches and making plays for him, it's going to be a great year.
Talk about the arc of your career. You have an alumni Raiders shirt on, your greatest moment, winning a Super Bowl with the Giants. How Mr. Davis got in touch with you and how you made that transition?
Well, again, I started out my career with the Giants and have a couple Super Bowl rings. And, you know, 1990 was a great year for me as far as being with the Giants and winning Super Bowl 25. But free agency came about in 93 and made a switch and came out. I loved my years here at the Raiders. Great organization, great fan base. And the guys that I played with, awesome group of guys. So it's a special place to be part of.
Everybody has a story about when Al Davis discovered him or you were on his radar. What was that free agent period like when you're a hot commodity with your Super Bowl rings and then dealing with Mr. Davis?
Well, I tell you what, getting to meet him, hearing about him, you know, knowing his reputation and that, and then being sought after by him, that's pretty special. But you really don't know what you're getting into or what to expect until you actually get here. And he was a big part of it. I mean, he was day-to-day operations. He was out on the field. He was pulling guys off of practice. He was putting guys in different positions. And, you know, sometimes we'd sit there as players and turn around and look and say, what's going on? But, you know, he loved the game. He loved the players. And I had a great opportunity to get to know him.
This must be special for you, not only to be at practice, but to see some of your former teammates, to be an alumni and come back to beautiful Napa. That's a good thing, right?
What a great place to come back to, yeah. And it is. It's special to be part of an elite group of guys that can call themselves Raiders. Coming back and seeing, you know, some of the greats that have played way before us, and we get to see each other, reminisce about things, and just enjoy each other's time again.
One last thing is the quarterback, great too. We're right around the corner, Ken Stabler getting into the Hall of Fame. You know how much he means to this organization.
Yeah, he was a great player here for this organization, and sad to not be able to see him there being inducted into the Hall, and well-deserved, and you know, I know his family is going to be awful proud of that moment and that, and you know, truly a great Raider.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
The item I can't live without here at camp is a picture of me and my daughter in a frame I put next to my bedside, as well as a picture of me, my wife, and my daughter in my locker.
Probably my hair ties. Take care of the hair. Look good, feel good, play good, you know?
I'm going to say two. My prayer life and talking to my wife every day. That's why I cannot live without those.
I brought my son's toy car. Make me think of him and give me motivation every day.
The one item I had to bring to camp was my P4, my PlayStation 4.
I mean, they already have it, ice.
It's got to be my Bible, because there's a lot of emotional highs and lows, man, so that keeps me level.
Fullback for the Silver and Black, John Ritchie joins us. Thanks for doing this, John.
Thanks, JT.
A lot of fun for you, not only coming back as an alumni, but getting a chance in the media to see this team,
absolutely,
a team that's really hyped up now.
Yeah, and they deserve it. I mean, I'm excited for this season. I think this is a playoff-bound team.
In the height of your success with the Raiders, there were free agents who were coming in, but core draft players there. It seems like the Raiders are now really focused on the draft, but free agents like Bruce Irvin, Reggie Nelson want to come here and be a part of this.
Right, I think Derek Carr is a big part of that. You know, this offense having the potential that they do, it makes guys believe. And you bring in, you know, Ken Norton, you bring in a head coach that is a defensive-minded guy. They've got a great balance right now, offense, defense. And I'm so excited for this season. I live in Pennsylvania where everyone is very Eagles or Steelers-oriented. I'm one of three folks that have the Raiders license plate on the front of my car. I love this team, and I love the fact that they're getting back to winning ways.
Let's talk about the strength of this team. The offensive line is loaded.
Oh, yeah.
And you played behind a great offensive line, too.
Yeah.
Now the question is Latavius Murray. When you look in his eyes, because he's a big guy and he understands the role that he plays, can he take that game up to a new level?
You know, last year he was the workhorse. I think part of him taking that next step is having someone to take some of the brunt away. And I think they accomplished that in drafting DeAndre Washington. And I'm excited to see that. I think it's a great, you've got Latavius, who's gigantic. You've got DeAndre, who's a quick guy who can do a lot. I think that will develop, and I think that 1-2 punch will make both of them better.
And the team's been good to you. You're tight with Mark Davis and the organization. You're seeing the alumni out here today. Talk about in retirement what the Raiders still mean to you.
It's wonderful. I don't think there's another team in the league that is such a family atmosphere. I haven't seen it, and I feel so fortunate to have played here for 5 years and to be included in some way. I will not miss this as long as I live because it is so special. Getting a chance to see the guys, we appreciate it. And it's a great chance to reconnect.
So what are you up to now? I saw your wife here. It's alumni weekend. Yeah. Family, the kids, fill us in.
Well, this offseason I ran for state senate in Pennsylvania. I am on the ballot at present. I don't know where that's going to lead, but the family's great. I have 3 kids, 11, 9, and 5, and they're all real active in soccer. I'm so proud to be back in my hometown and have a chance to try to bring my kids up through the same school system that I came up in and my mom taught in for almost 40 years. It's everything's idyllic right now for me.
Thank you for doing this, John.
You
appreciate
bet,
it. The great John Ritchie as we continue on the Raiders Report from Napa.
This is the second annual Raider alumni get-together, and it was such a positive one the first time. The word got out, we expanded it, got a hold of people's emails and telephone numbers, man. And now it's over like 100, 115 guys here now. And it's a great experience to get back here. And I get a chance to see some of the guys I used to watch growing up in Santa Rosa when the Raiders had their first training camp.
It's been precious. It's been great to see so many of the old teammates, rather than to meet so many of the guys that played before and after me, it's truly been, it's been a blessing.
It's a blast from the past, you know, it's like any reunion, you know, you see people you haven't seen for a long time and then you can instantly catch up and, you know, we've spent so much time playing together and getting to know each other like family that, you know, it's like, you know, we saw everybody yesterday, just picked right up where we left off, so it's been a lot of fun.
It's all about family, man. The word you'll hear more around here, you know, I thank Mark the other day, you know, I shook his hand, hey, man, thank you. He said, what? I said, for all this, he said, it's family, you know? And Reggie is family. Jack talks about it being family, man. And I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Well, as you can tell, what a great experience for the alumni here in Napa at Raiders training camp. We're with Akbar Baja Biamela, who joins us. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're having a lot of fun. Former teammates and friends, what's the experience like for you?
You know, this experience has been so great. It's different than, you know, any other, I think, organization in the National Football League, whereas you get an opportunity to bring guys. You know, so often, you know, players, they leave a squad, they go into retirement, and you're kind of almost alienated. They kind of remember you, but they don't bring you back in. And so it's cool to be able to be here, be with your old teammates, reminisce, and then also talk about the future. Talk about the guys who are currently there, the players, they come up, you get to be around them. So you're not a forgotten soul. And to me, I think every team across the NFL should be doing something like that to be able to reach back out to the players who served, you know, and here, you know, with the wore the silver and black. It's an amazing experience. It really is.
Let's talk about this roster. Obviously, I want to begin with Khalil Mack and the impact he has to be that type of hybrid defensive player who can be a defensive end, a pass-rushing linebacker, and everyone's talking about him around the league.
Well, yeah, and that's right, because he's a force to be reckoned with. I think he's really set the tone last year with that 5-sack performance. I think people really knew, okay, you knew that he was a special talent coming in, but now you get an opportunity to see what he can do. So a lot of eyes, a lot of offense, they're going to be geared and you know, and focusing on his impact. And I think his versatility is going to create a lot of headache for offenses. The fact that you can drop him into coverage and that he's got the hip rotation, he's got the athleticism and the speed, but it's the force, his ability to power rush down there and create and reduce the size of the pocket. That's what makes Khalil Mack such an unstoppable force.
What went through your mind when you heard Bruce Irvin not only was interested, they were going after him and he wanted to be here?
I said, the Raiders, they ain't playing. They don't have time for any of this nonsense during the offseason, and they went out there and they're aggressive. And so this is the time when you talk about expectations being high. It's high because you look at this defense. You have Khalil Mack on one side. You have number 51 and Bruce Irvin on another side. Are you kidding me? I mean, and then on top of that, you look at the secondary. I've always said that the secondary group and the front end, the line, these guys are married. And now you have Sean Smith in the back. Oh, forget about it.
With Smith and obviously Reggie Nelson coming in here, Charles Woodson is gone.
Yep.
You knew Charles well. That's a leadership issue for a guy who played at a Pro Bowl level on his way out. You think that the depth now, Carl Joseph coming in, a young player who should start and should be able to play, that secondary will be okay?
I think the secondary will be okay because I think when you have a locker room that has that type of experience and you have the youth, you look at the defense, you look at that, how young they are. This is a young group now, and that was some struggle too before with the Raiders, with the age difference. Now you get some guys who have that solid veteran, guys who are in their prime. So I look at Carl Joseph, I think he could be spectacular, especially the fact that you have a guy like Sean Smith who's been around and can kind of teach him the ropes. And then I think back to the coaching as well. Jack Del Rio has done a phenomenal job assembling a great group of guys. I think about, you know, we're talking about Khalil Mack, and you look at their defensive line coach and Jethro Franklin. Jethro Franklin has been around the line. Many people don't. He coached my brother during his, you know, glory years with the Packers, and I know a lot about Jethro Franklin, and he's going to get those boys right. I expect both of those guys, Khalil Mack and Bruce Irvin, to be double-digit sack guys. I said it.
Tell everyone what you're doing with your life now.
Well, you know, it's been pretty cool. You know, made the transition from football into broadcasting. You know, host a show on the NFL Network. Doing the fantasy show and then host a primetime show on Monday nights on NBC, American Ninja Warrior. So that's I'm now going on my fifth season with American Ninja Warrior.
That's
so
awesome.
It's been exciting.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we thank you for joining us on this special edition of the Raiders Report from Napa, California. Stay tuned at Raiders.com for all news and notes, and we'll see you next time on the Raiders Report.
Raider Nation, baby.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.